This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com, so you can contact us on the internet. And you can call the show at 844-551-8255. What it must feel like to be a Democrat today. Man. Wow. I'm being honest. I don't really know what you could be going through, but I'm going to give you my ideas around it. Because, first of all, to be a Democrat, you're an idiot. Let's just be honest about it, okay? So, you're an idiot. And you've been trained to be an idiot, so I forgive you. You've been taught that way. It's like somebody teaching you to do something wrong, and then somebody comes along and goes, hey, it's a lot easier if you do it this way. And you go, what? No, I think I'll just keep doing it this way because you got too much pride. See, that's what happened. Democrats, you were trained to be stupid. And then Barack Obama put it on steroids. He gave you the blue pill. You took it. And you became a freaking zombie. A freak of political nature. And now, I can't even imagine what you're going through. You've lost baby black Jesus. You don't know what to. I'm just putting it out there. You look, conservatives that listen to the Kevin Jackson Show, you know. You already know. You knew when Obama came on the scene, he was a rank novice and a moron. And so you tried to tell your friends, and you're mad. And they left you. Oh, yeah. They abandoned you with a quickness. They gave you up for the bad boy. Yeah, they had a new black boyfriend. They were like, I'm taking my black boyfriend home. My daddy. I'm going to show my daddy. Yeah. And they went and took this boy home, and daddy loved him. Oh, yeah. Daddy was like, wow, can't believe it, little genie, you found a colored fella that I like. I like this colored fella. And they loved, and they went on to like him and love him. But then, you know what, dad, when Barack wasn't behaving correctly, dad found out he was really stupid, he was sold. He couldn't say to little genie, I take it back. Take your colored fella black and go back and give me a white boy. They couldn't do it. So they were stuck with him. The son-in-law that didn't want to work, all he wanted to do was party and hang out with rappers and strippers or whatever else, and they were all stuck because they loved him. I'm just guessing what's going on in your brains right now if you are one of the zombies, the brain-dead idiots that voted for Barack Obama. I know I'm talking tough to you, and I know you're mad because you're out there. I don't feel that way. I'm Kevin. And then there's some Republicans out there. You call yourselves Republicans. You voted for him, too. You liked him. And now you're all on the Trump train. Yeah, I voted for Obama one time, but now I'm over here. Yeah, I don't feel like, oh, look at you all vindicated. You were too stupid, and you voted for him the first time. You may have even voted for him the second time, which makes you doubly stupid. And now you're jumping on the Trump train, listening to my show going, ooh, Kevin, you're so right. You're doggone right I'm right. I gave a whole thing on all you people that switch over from being Democrats and you want a medal because you were too stupid to do what you should have done in the first place, which is support conservatism. Oh, yeah, tough love over here at the Kevin Jackson Show. Sorry, not. I'm not sorry for telling you about your doggone self. You should have been telling yourself this. You should have been self-correcting. You should have been looking at the world through objectivity and logic. And I don't know who taught, where you got your mother wit, what they call it, mother wit, or your home training. I don't know. Is it your parents? I'm not going to blame your parents. I'm not even going to blame society. I get it. I understand all the influences. But you know what? At some point, you got to wake up as an adult and go, you know what? I'm not seeing the correlation between what they tell me and what the reality is. Don't be blaming other people for your stuff. It's not what we allow you to do here. But what must it feel like today to be a Democrat? Watching Donald Trump clean up Obama's filthy mess. That's what it is. It was filth. That's what he brought to this nation. Filth. That's what he filled the White House with. Filth. And you're all complicit. Every one of you who in 2008 fell for that nonsense and again in 2012 fell for it. Look, I don't care how we got here. All of it, you know what it all ended up doing just so you can assuage your guilt? It gave us Donald Trump. But that's the only thing you can go back to.
Well, look, Kevin, if I hadn't done that and we hadn't seen how bad it was with Obama, we wouldn't have Trump. Now, come on, you got to give me that.
Okay, I'll give you that. High five. Okay, we just high-fived each other. Now, the rest of it is, are you going to fall for it again?
Mm-hmm.
See, I look at these leftists trying to convince themselves they are right to hate Donald Trump. When you know, oh yeah, I know all about you little frauds. You know you love what Trump is doing. You won't admit it. You won't tell your friends. You won't tell your family. You ain't going to wear a Make America Great Again hat. But I know what you're thinking, you little princesses, because you know Donald Trump makes Barack Obama look exactly what he is, which is an abject failure. A snake oil salesman of the highest order. And you don't want to admit it. I get it. It hurts your heart. It hurts you to your core. Not that you have one, but it hurts you. To whatever empty space you have inside of yourself. And you know what? I'm glad it hurts you. We needed the biggest gap we could possibly give. And maybe that's what God's message to us was. You know what? I'm going to give them the biggest loser on the planet. And they're going to love him. And then I'm going to give them a guy who's accomplished. And I'm going to make that gap so large that even the most idiotic person on the left cannot miss it. You've been given religion is what you've been given.
Yeah.
Oh, man. I know people out there going, Kev, you being too tough on these leftists, these progressives. Yeah. No, I'm not. I'm not being too tough. There's a lot more tough coming. You better know it. Oh, yeah. We don't play over here. And people think, there are people that think, oh, he's kidding. I'm not kidding. I'm not kidding at all. I think the people that voted for Barack Obama, the people who've invested in liberalism need to be taught a lesson. Look, I get it. We want the environment to be clean. We want people to get along. We want everything that your group, the leftists, the progressive, the Bernie Sanders, none of them really wanted, not the leadership. I get it at the people level. We all want to feel good about stuff. But let me tell you something, Bernie people and all you kumbaya, Kool-Aid drinking leftists, where you get that is with results. And I'll talk to you about stuff today, opioids and things like this. Donald Trump has done more to undo the opioid obsession in a few months than Barack Obama did in 8 years. Y'all don't even know about it. Anyway, we got a ton to talk about. I'm having fun. Hope you are.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road and I know it. the best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Everything you've been told about identity theft prevention is a flat-out lie. No one can prevent identity theft. No one. Go to LibertyID.com and use the promo code FREETRIAL for 60 days free. Cancel at any time. LibertyID is the industry leader in identity theft restoration. LibertyID fixes the fallout for you. LibertyID does all the work, but you have to be prepared. Go to LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL, LibertyID.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. I know we talked about what Democrats must be feeling, but I can't get over this. I really am, I don't know, I want to say excited because I'm not excited about it, but I feel it's a funny feeling to put yourself on the other side of the equation, right, and say, what would you feel? Because think about it. They didn't care what we thought about Trump. I mean, Obama getting elected. They were like, in your face, and all this. And, of course, 4 years goes by. We got massive debt, massive unemployment, all these different things. We're buying our way out of debt and unemployment, printing $1 trillion a year to prop up Barack Obama and his puppet dictatorship, and got nothing to show for it. Nothing.
Oh, I saved the economy. I did the United States a favor by being black and being president.
And these knuckleheads, these morons, we just still love him. They don't love him. They don't love him. They've been cheating on him. All these people that married married into the whole idea of the interracial black boy getting married, they cheating on him with old Buster down the road. You know, Buster the repairman. Y'all ain't fooling me. When you go black, you ain't supposed to go back. And y'all went back to Buster. Don't fool me for a second. Oh, man. Let me get a sip of coffee. Anyway, here's what I want to talk about. Because we got a ton. Let me tell you. Leaked documents that show they had, that the left actually faked this whole Russian thing. That's out there. Are you guys aware of that? There's a rumor President Trump may fire Special Counsel Mueller. You heard about that? Yeah. J.P. Morgan's CEO has chimed in on politics. I want to talk about that if we get a chance to. So quite a bit going on. But before we get to any of that, I want to talk about these. I don't get these leftists when they get a little bit of money or they have an idea and they think there's something like Elon Musk of Tesla. I saw a headline that says he talks fate. And I'm thinking, all right, so let's evaluate that. Elon Musk, he comes up with the Tesla, which is a hybrid car. And I'm sure it's got amazing technology, but it doesn't have any more technology than, give me an Indy driver, an Indy crew, and I'll come up with a car that'll blow your socks off. These are a bunch of old corn-fed white boys that just sit out in the boonies making moonshine, and give me them, and I'll make Elon Musk look like a piker. But Elon Musk does Tesla, gets all the green energy money flowing his way. Would have been out of business if he had to do it the legitimate way. But he gets all this green energy money flowing to him, and he's a car manufacturer. I don't know if you guys see it. I don't see this as a big deal.
Oh, it's an amazing thing.
No, it isn't. There are people that make stuff for Tesla. The equivalent of Tesla. The people making the pieces of the car are the real innovators. He's going over to all these different manufacturers who are, putting in rack and pinion and, four-wheel drive systems that each individual wheel runs on its own motor and blah, blah, blah. And Elon Musk is just going, okay, well, great, great, great. So I'm not discrediting him, but he makes a car. And it's an innovative car to some degree. And I don't know all the details of it. I don't own a Tesla. I've got friends that own them. And to be honest with you, I've never even driven one. I've only looked at them from the outside. I don't even have a reason to want to drive it. Now, an acquaintance told me, Kevin, you got to drive it. This acquaintance of mine has Ferraris and very nice cars, Lamborghinis. And he's like, the Tesla actually can keep up with these. So there's some ingenuity in this electric car that actually has the performance of a sports car. Now, one of my other buddies who has some fast cars says the Tesla is no match for my muscle cars. No match at all. It's fast for an electric car, but it is no match for my car. My Ferrari, my Lamborghinis, whatever, and my friend's got all those, one of my other friends. And he's driven a Tesla, and he knows. So I take his word for it. But here's my point. Elon Musk makes cars. But when a company is run by leftists, and if you don't, I'm going to tell you how you know. Instead of focusing on their product, they focus on social engineering. See, Elon Musk can't sell a car, but he can sell a concept. He can sell the concept that my car is the car of the future. My car is a green energy car. My car, I don't know the stats on Teslas. For all I know, it guzzles more gas than a Sherman tank. But it's green. What do you know about Tesla? Let's just take a poll right now. I want to know what you know about Tesla. If you know what the gas mileage of a Tesla is, then raise your hand. Send me a note. Go, Kevin, I know what it is. And don't cheat. Don't go on Google and all that. Just tell me. Because I'm going to tell you right now, I don't know. And I bet you 99% of my friends don't know. They just hear Tesla. Oh, that's that car that's supposed to have the performance, blah, 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 blah. Okay. Big deal. There are cars in Europe that get 60, 70, 80 miles to the gallon. Are you guys aware of this? Our restrictions on cars don't allow us to put the things that save gas. You want to know why that happens? Because this government relies on black energy. It relies on you using gasoline for the gasoline tax. It does not want cars that get 60, 70, 80 miles to the gallon. So you've got a government that claims... I'm talking Barack Obama. Barack Obama, Mr. Green Energy, he could have easily said, you know what? They got these cars over in Europe that are getting 50, 60, 70 miles to the gallon. No problem. Let's bring them over here. But what would that have done? It would have thwarted his green energy campaign, and it would have lessened the amount of revenue coming into the tax base, into the revenue, into the treasury. So you don't know anything about it. Most of us don't. Do look it up. Google that. So you don't know anything about Tesla. So Tesla's not selling a car. He's selling a concept. The concept is my car, eventually, as I work out the bugs, it will become more and more efficient. It's no more efficient than the gas-guzzling cars in Europe. None. But his product now is bigger than the service it provides. That's how you know when you're dealing with a leftist company. He makes a car, but his car is a concept, and the concept is bigger. It's about saving the planet. The Tesla is going to save the planet. Elon Musk, you make cars, bro. That's all you do. No big shakes, brother. I'm just saying. He's not saving the world. He makes a really innovative car, just like DeLorean did. And where did he end up? If DeLorean had said my car is a hybrid in it, he would have the biggest car, he'd be the biggest car maker on the planet. We're buying into these silly concepts, and we're making heroes, we're making icons out of people that do nothing. Elon Musk has not done anything revolutionary to the world. I'm telling you right now.
Oh, Kevin, that car, have you seen it? It drives on separate wheels.
I know about the Tesla. When it came out, I read about it. I'm an engineer. Don't be messing with me. I'm an electrical engineer. I looked at how they did the drive. I went, that's innovative. Let me tell you, there's a concept car just like it in Japan, in Korea. There's nothing new Elon Musk has done. The only thing he did was he tapped into that money that we were giving away, and we've made him a billionaire and given him a voice. And he's nothing. He's a car manufacturer. Good for him.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If there's a toxic chemical, biological, gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
When fresh liquid whey is processed into a dry powder, the special proteins that make up the whey lose their original shapes. They fold in on themselves and lose their functional value. One World Whey undergoes a technological enhancement that we believe restores these potent proteins back to their original shapes the body can use.
I chose to try One World Whey first before going to a doctor who would likely only prescribe drugs. To my delight, it worked. After stabbing pain for years, to have it completely gone is a miracle. I'd like to also stress that For me, it took several months of taking One Rule Away before I had improvement, and then an entire year for my gut to feel 100% healed. So now I tell my friends, give your body time to make use of the healing power of One World Way.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Jackson proudly presents Black Sphere in the Park.
I kissed a girl, and I liked it. The taste of her cherry chapstick. I kissed a girl just to try it. I hope my boyfriend don't mind it. It felt so wrong. It felt so right. It don't mean I'm in love tonight. I kissed a girl and I liked it. Hark, I liked it.
Totally amazing.
Everybody, welcome back. Okay, so speaking of kissing a girl, Hillary Clinton, Huba Abedin, Huma. I don't know what was going on between those two. I don't even care, but here's what I will tell you. We talked earlier about this. The State Department was in pay for play. That's clear. Welcome back, everybody. It's Kevin Jackson Show, in case you don't know who you're listening to. In case you live under a rock. No, I'm kidding. We joke about our reach. We don't know how many people we touch. We really don't. I mean, I would love to. We reach millions. We may. I do by my website. If you go to theblacksphere.net, and we're hoping that we get people listening to our radio stuff, and we come up with some pretty clever stuff. You have to admit. I mean, you guys, my guys are over there shaking their head like, yep, we do. We come up with clever stuff. And the question is, why is it not getting more coverage? Every time, look, I'm not jealous about this, but I get a Limbaugh clip or a Levin clip or something like that, and I think to myself, I said that 3 days ago. Or I said something like that, you know? And it isn't a competition, because I think that the way we synthesize it, it's like, come on, people. Anyway, talked earlier about Hillary Clinton, and I want to finish up on that before I get into another leak that came out, document leak. But in August of 2009, Doug Band, who worked for the Clinton Global Initiative, told Huma Abedin somebody wanting to be the ambassador to Barbados. And Abedin replies, I know, he emailed a few times, but she wants to give to someone else. This is the pay for play. Now, look, I get it. People go, hey, you know, I'd like to be submitted for this or that. But we're not talking about ordinary people here. In other words, if I send a note to President Trump saying, hey, President Trump, I'd like to maybe get my hat in the ring to be the ambassador to France. And I didn't donate a nickel to the Trump campaign. And There's no expectation. Trump can't look at me and go, yeah, Kevin was in the bag for me. I didn't say a word about him until I learned he was going to be the guy. And then I was all in for him because I knew we weren't going to need it. Getting Hillary Clinton was the death knell of this nation. So I wanted Trump at that point. But I wasn't like one of these, ooh, Lord, give me some Trump. I need me some Donald Trump. I wasn't that guy. But so if I send a note saying, Mr. President, I'd like to have my hat, consideration for being the ambassador to France. And I'd have to give some credentials. It wouldn't be for pay for play. I understand people do that. The problem with everybody that's sending notes to Hillary Clinton is they're donors. They're big donors. They're expecting something. And let me tell you, I don't know who this person was that wanted to be the ambassador to Barbados, but know this. That person probably became the ambassador to some smaller island. Okay, we can't give you Barbados, but we'll give you Turks and Caicos. They'll give you something else, right? We'll give you what about Madagascar? You cool with that? How about Madagascar? They're going to placate these people because it's pay for play. And then what about all her violating the national security issues? July 4th of 2009. U.S. Ambassador to Kenya, Jonathan Scott Gradian, sent Uma Abedin an email that the State Department has classified in part and redacted because the information deals with, quote, foreign governments and national defense of foreign policy. Abedin forwarded Gradian's email to her personal unsecured email account. And in his email, he related meeting with Libyan President Muammar Gaddafi, saying, I conveyed our appreciation for Libya's role to improve relations between Chad and Sudan. Leader al-Qaddafi promised to continue his nation's close collaboration with the United States and is eager to meet you and President Obama. Now, Gradian was later fired for using his personal email accounts to send government information. How's that for some irony? But what's worse is what happened to Gaddafi. I mean, Hillary Clinton chuckled at the death of Muammar Gaddafi. Don't misunderstand me. I don't know enough about the foreign policy to say it was a good thing or a bad thing. You can argue that point, and I don't have a dog in the fight. I don't know enough about it. But what I will tell you is this. If I killed a world leader, I wouldn't laugh about it. I'd say, folks, I've come to make an announcement that Muammar Gaddafi is dead. He's been deposed by his people and, the United States played a part in that if you wanted to announce that or whatever. But I wouldn't be, we got him. We got him. I don't know if you remember Hillary Clinton's reaction, but that was it. It was, yeah, boy. Woo-hoo-hoo. Kill that African. Now, let me tell you something. Let a white Republican president celebrate the death of an African and see if everybody was going, oh, no, I didn't see anything. What are you talking about, Kevin? There's racism there. Deposing a world leader and being giddy about it on the world stage. Same thing with Barack Obama.
We killed Osama bin Laden. Yeah, you can pat me on the back.
I would have said, look, you guys know what our number one mission was. It was to kill Osama bin Laden. Well, he's dead. Now there's somebody else that's going to take his place. And you know what's going to happen to him? He's going to be as dead as Disco 2. And it ain't going to take us any longer because now we have the infrastructure in place. So this is a warning to the terrorists. You're not going to be running around in your caves free. We know where you are. We know how to find you. End of story. Boom, mic drop. So Hillary Clinton, I'm just telling you, I hope that they fry this chick and everybody associated with it. And what's funny, how Comey had this information. He had to have had this. So why didn't he indict Hillary? Judicial Watch gets this information through, Freedom of Information redacted, and they still can piece all this together. Why are Huma Abedin and Hillary Clinton not in jail or under indictment? And Mueller looking into that. For Comey, I mean, how do you rationalize your existence when you know this information was there? He saw this. They had 150 FBI people on this case over whatever period of time. And we get this in one information dump, and you know right there, okay, that's violating national security. And there's a guy, Gradian, who got fired for exactly what they just did. At the very least, he lost the job. Hillary, okay, she had left the State Department. Big deal. This is more egregious. And it goes on. I haven't even tipped the iceberg. Chopped a little piece of ice off the iceberg, chipped it. I haven't even chipped the iceberg in telling you all the things that they learned in these six instances where Hillary Clinton violated either some connection, the lines of demarcation to the Clinton initiative, or violated national security. And by the way, no need to show intent or anything like that. That's the law. This is not about intent. You're in a whole different way that you have to deal with information in the State Department, and it has no intent. You use the secret server, period. So there was no doubt that Comey was acting in collusion with the Clintons. And if Mueller does anything, if he believes in justice, he'll arrest Comey. Comey and 150 FBI directors should be in jail. Talk about cleaning a swamp. We have a corrupt Federal Bureau of Investigation that is nothing more than a cover for the higher ups in the leftist party, the Democrats. That's it. That's all they were. They provided cover. Comey's giving out blanket immunity to people without even knowing what they know. Didn't depose them and say, hey, what do you have before I start giving out blanket immunity? Tell me what you got. Nope. Hey, I tell you what, I'll give you all blanket immunity. And then what do they say? Nothing. Everybody's protected. These are scoundrels, people. Scoundrels of the highest order. And when we come back, I want to talk about leaked documents that have to do with a plot to blame Russia. I was literally blown away. Well, literally, not physically, of course. When I read this. Yeah, see, that works. Literally blown away. I couldn't believe that. I mean, well, I shouldn't say that. I can believe it. I can't believe that that's exactly what our government would do, that these leftists would do. This plot is now more clear than ever before. And look, we knew it intuitively. We knew that the Clintons and the Democrats hatched this scheme with Russia. And now that we've learned more about Donald Trump Jr., what does it come back to? Well, we already know.
Kevin Jackson on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ealy. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
Are you one of the 15 million men in the U.S. who suffer from an enlarged prostate, also known as BPH?
If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times at night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-sitosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than saw palmetto. Its effect on BPH has been extensively studied. Find out more and get Prostate Miracle now. Go to prostatemiracle.com or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. Call 800-281-4224. 800-281-4224. 800-281-4224. That's 800-281-4224.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
End to identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. Glad you're here. Are you training? Huh? You working out? Da-da-da. You're a maniac, maniac. Yeah, you should be. Because when you come here, you're getting training, baby. It's funny, I tell my kids all the time. I look at my sons when they were growing up. I have 3, obviously, who are adult and 1 who's a little guy. And my little guy's a crybaby. I don't like it. I tell them all the time. I go, boy, you cry way too much. You cry over nonsense. Somebody, and you know, get your shoes up. You need to leave my shoes there. You know, this crying for nothing. But that's okay. Because, you know, I remind him. If there's a reason to cry, cry.
But if there's no reason to cry, stop making that your go-to. That's what babies do. See, that's why I call leftist babies. They cry for any reason. You know, somebody says, you people, what do you mean, you people? Ah! That's black folks, black leftists, right? White leftists will cry, what do you mean calling them you people? Ah! And then they cry. They cry on behalf of black folks, right? I mean, it is a bunch of whiners. I mean, you got to outgrow it. There's a time to cry. Don't misunderstand me. I'm a crier. I'll cry, and people, I can't believe Kevin's crying. Yeah, but when it's time not to cry, when it's time to fight, I ain't even thinking about crying. There ain't no cry. You can't find a tear in me when it's time to fight. I don't even think. I'm like, I have zero sympathy when we get to that level. And I'm not even exaggerating this a bit. I have the biggest range of emotion. I think that's so cool, too. I have this huge range of emotion. You know, get sad at the right time. But when it's time to be mad, I'm mad. And luckily, I'm prepared. Spent a lifetime preparing to back it up. I ain't going to do nothing fancy either. No, why waste energy? That's why I studied engineering. You know, there's a certain amount of energy out there. Why am I going to waste mine? You can waste yours. Jumping around, bloop, 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 bloop. It's going to be one or two punches. So you're in training. That's what this is about. And you're learning how not to whine and be like a bunch of leftists whining over everything. And let me tell you, these guys, the reason why they whine is they don't want you to uncover what they're doing. They don't want you to see what they're up to. So they're like babies. If you're attending to them all the time, you miss all the things happening around you. So anyway, all that to tell you guys that this whole Russia thing was a plot set up by the left. You know this, right? Recently, Hillary Clinton asked where WikiLeaks was. She insinuated that they were only after her. She's like, where's WikiLeaks now? Donald Trump's president. And Julian Assange had said publicly that WikiLeaks doesn't show favoritism. Had they uncovered information on Trump, it would have been showcased. But there was so much dirt on the Clintons, as we all know, and all these other leftists, that that's what they had. Now, you could say, oh, there were people after the Clintons. Well, good. Good. I'm glad there were Edward Snowden whistleblowers telling us what was going on inside the Clinton campaign. Why do you think the Bernie people are upset? They're upset because they found out what was going on. They know how crooked these guys are. Anyway, there was a hacker site called Cyber Berkut. Published links between the Ukrainian government and the Hillary Clinton campaign. Now, you've heard, what's his name? Gorka, who's been going around talking about this. Why aren't you talking about the collection, the Hillary Clinton's campaign working in direct, you know, with the Ukrainian government? Looking for reasons to get Donald Trump, undermine Trump's campaign. Then, according to Cyber Berkut, the Ukrainian Foundation transferred between $10 to $25 million to the Clinton Foundation. Now, we've been discussing this for some time, the connecting of the dots between the Clintons and the Russians, in this case the Ukrainians, but the fake news media has all but ignored it. And one of the key money launderers was recently interviewed and had the nerve to continue to say that there's a Trump-Russia connection, and that was John Podesta. And I told you guys before, what the left does is very sneaky, and at the same time, it's not sneaky. They take the person who's guilty, they put them on TV, they give them credibility by saying, you go out and blame Trump, knowing that the person saying it is the most guilty party of all. And that's what they did with Podesta. This is a guy that's accepted millions of dollars from the Russians, and he's the one talking about a Trump-Russia connection. That takes gall. Anyway, the Gateway Pundit wrote this. A whistleblower provided a very damaging email showing that the Democrats were plotting to, quote, manufacture false evidence of the Russian security services involvement in cyber attacks during the U.S. Elections. In other words, all this Russians attacked us stuff is nonsense. The Democrats knew what they were doing. They said, we're going to say that the Russians attacked us, say that the Russians are going after the election, and then what was so bad about it is, on a lie, they then enacted policies against the Russians, Obama confiscates their two buildings in the United States and gets rid of 30 Russian staffers and then transfers it all over to Donald Trump. That is prototypical quintessential Democrat, if I've ever seen it. WikiLeaks sent out a tweet saying pro-Russian hacker site or front, Cyber Berkut, publishes alleged links between Ukraine and Clinton and linked to Cyber Berkut. And then they gave a screenshot of the Democrats plotting to blame Russia for the cyber hacking. And it goes on to say this: we all agree there is a need to provide technical details on Russian hacking. Then they redacted part of it. Urges you and redacted to bring up again the issue with redacted. It's quite important, especially as we approach the hearings. If there are no technical details and we have to find some, by all means, I'm sure you guys can do it. Cyber Berkut stated that they redacted the names in order to not expose their sources. We cover the names of the provocation facilitators in order not to expose our sources. It is worth saying a famous American politician and major financier took part in the plot. This is what the Clinton campaign is attempting to do. They say, I'm going to go back and read this one piece. If there are no technical details of this meaning of the Russians actually hacking, we have to find them. We have to create a, quote, Russian fingerprint. You guys remember the other day I told you, the FBI knows how the Russians hack. They know the technique. And they left the Russian fingerprints so that it would appear to be the Russians. You know, like they probably sprinkled the word vodka in there, or Smirnoff or something. Who knows? You know, Vlad. I don't know what they would do. But they know how to make you believe it's the Russians. Then they feed it over to some cybersecurity outfit hired by the Democrats who go, oh my gosh, look, it's the Russians. Wink, wink. And there you have it, the conspiracy. And you know the only thing missing here for the left, what's so sad for them? We don't believe them anymore. We know exactly what they're capable of. They can fabricate fake birth certificates. They can fabricate fake Russian fingerprints. They can fabricate it all. Why do we need to believe them in anything that they say or do? So this document shows that. WikiLeaks unveiled a while back what they had dubbed Vault 7. This was on March the 7th. And the largest CIA document drop yet. And one of the documents was under the project name Umbridge. The CIA maintained a library of Russian cyber attack techniques that they'd stolen from malware that was planted through this thing called Zero Day. So not only could we mimic the Russians, we could frame them. And the CIA left these fingerprint, you know, Russian-style fingerprints of the hacking in order to complete this ruse. And then the Clinton campaign goes in cahoots with a Russian, because it was a redacted document. But we're seeing the easy conspiracy here. Now, what's Mueller going to do? You think he'll act on this information? I don't know. But it's plain to see. And they want us to believe him. And let me tell you, if this had been a decade ago, we might have. Prior to Obama, what did we believe? What did we not believe? Were we that plugged in? I wasn't. I'm not telling you I was paying attention per se, because had I started paying attention earlier, I would have been going, I don't believe that. I don't think that's true. You know, whatever. I was out there just, you know, one of these schlubs thinking the more money I make, the more I can get around all the taxes and all these other things. That was my, I don't know what you were thinking, but I was like, so what? They tax the crap out of me. I'll just make more money. And I did. And the more money I made, the more I was like, "What? Where is it going?" And now I see. I see how it operates. I see how the Clintons work. I see how these foundations are all phony. I see how they give themselves awards and they move the money around. And, you know, it's so corrupt. It's not even, it's unbelievable. It's disgustingly corrupt. And you get a guy that comes in and wants to fix it. And the corruption goes, it gets another life. It gets another level of ferocity because they don't want it to end. And that's where we stepped in, folks, and we got to stay vigilant and keep stepping in.
He won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.